Hello? Hello? Okay, I think I can record now. This is good. It's the middle of the night. I'm in the back of the truck. I've just been there's this one, the Rise Zion fella. Brought up over Bednar's recent talk, which was in April 2026, about enduring, and it's a good primer for me. I'm back to doing working on prophecy again. It's choppy, of course. It's always choppy in the beginning. But we're getting things down. That's very important, so we can flesh it out a little bit later. But not really all that much. A lot of my writing is not it's not a steady narrative at all. It's just like a pile of vignettes to get to the meat of the story, and that's all that really comes out lately in my, at least my fiction writing, is that meat. So I need to work on that harder. I feel like that once I have this done, my time, and I can't really say that I've done much in fiction writing lately, that my time can be use otherwise. That there are still things ahead for me, but that I need to get this section of my life kind of completed over with. I learned a long time ago that 70s and apostles and people of that ilk are not authorized to do fiction anymore. That you're supposed to deal strictly in experiences and stories that are real life. And I don't know why I was given that information a long, long time ago, it seems like, at least 20 or 25, 30 years ago. So I find in my writing, you know, I had thought about having a fourth Navigiri book, and I find myself compressing this stuff to just being in prophecy. This is a good place to put snatches of that, because that's all it really was, you know, just a little here and a little there. I felt the need to try to record, you know, for me or posterity or whatever, that, that I'm, gonna get this stuff done, and once it's done and once it's in the can, you know, people all say, your stuff doesn't seem like it's, you know, it's not that it's not finished, but it's, you know, people all say, well, you know, everybody wants a novel, everybody wants to have a nice, smooth narrative. You talk about the drive between one thing and another. Try to make sure you always have something said each day or each week or something. And it's like, I'm not like that at all. I'm willing to jump to from one important, almost revelatory event to the next one. And, you know, there's a story behind it, but you only see bits of it. Something that you may see more in movies that don't have a lot of time. You know, it can only have, like, at most 2.5 hours time of your attention. And so you can't just give a blow-by-blow narrative because you just don't have time. And that's what I feel about prophecy. And we've been making good progress again, although I need to remove distractions, as always. Distractions are always the biggest issue, the biggest problem. I am both happy to have the job I have for income, money. But I also know that on some level, it is just a weird distraction, and I need to push through that regardless, so that I can get on to the next portion of my life, which is going to be more, you know, look on it as a retirement from worrying about money and about doing labors that directly tie to money. And, so there's that. And I'm going to leave that there. Say it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.